Are you familiar with the terms cow pen or cow wash or cow gas?
Yeah. Well, and I tell you, people used to make a cow pen, they call it, and pen cows on it through the summer, and they would fertilize it, you know, a separate place. That was called a cow pen.
Uh-huh.
And they'd pen the cows in there at night, and
well,
of course they fertilized it, the drop
for just
and after you penned them in there a long time, you went out and saw it, because it was usually a small release.
Was it
the
mother.
No,
so that was
just open.
Uh-huh. But most of them were just open.
And what about a place where hogs live?
There was hog pens, is all I know. Now they have hog houses. But we didn't. We had hog pens.
Well, now, we didn't.
Then the hog
when
was
I
not
was child,
you know,
didn't have
hogs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have
and
that
they
now.
They built
so
my baby
pens,
what we call a baby.
And when they
built out of
had baby pigs, they were putting a pen in where they had intended to till they got older. And then they went out in the woods, but they come up every night to be fed to get their corn.
Yeah, I believe
well, would you describe the hog pen?
But you know, they could.
Well, it was just a four corners built. Well, now some of them, a few of them had tops on them where they were gonna pen the mother when the time for the babies.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them were just open pens.
Mm-hmm.
What about a place
where milk and butter are processed?
Well, now, we didn't, when I was a child, we didn't have refrigerators. And they built, my daddy had what we call a dairy built out under the big old oak tree where it was cool all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the milk was kept out there. It was just a straight wooden box with shelves in it.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that last
year. Yeah, I believe we did.
Uh-huh.
But you know, they couldn't make good butter like they would have liked to have had.
When you grow cotton, what do you call it?
What do you call a place where the a place outside the barn sometimes where the stock can be fed?
Oh, it's too big. You know, chopped.
Just right around the barn in that area.
A meadow or something where they go out on the pasture to eat.
No, this is when they're driven up, but they're not put inside the barn.
Mule lot, I reckon, is what we always called it.
Okay, fine.
Oh, I don't know. Number different kinds of grass.
And what about the place where the stock can be driven out to graze?
I can't remember. That's just what the worst
one was.
Well, they were
the pasture. Yeah, weeds and grass. Couple birds.
Now, this is changing the subject a little bit. But when you grow cotton, what do you call it when you have to go out with a hoe to get the weeds out?
Chop it or hoe it, either one. We used to have to chop cotton because it was 2 feet. We'd hoe it and chop it at the same time.
Okay. And what do you call undesirable grass?
Okay.
Cotton
fields.
Well, there's so many different kinds. Crowfoot and... Oh, I don't know, a number of different kind of grasses that we used to have to hoe out. I can't remember now just what the worst one was.
But they were just weeds of
different kinds. Yeah, and weeds and grass.
Uh-huh.
Couple of burrs.
Now, what did you call the place where the hops were grown?
The farm.
Well, what about the outside, you know, where you grow corn and cotton and all that?
I don't know.
Okay, well...
It was on our farm, and I don't know what it would have been called outside of the farm.
Well, what about a little place that's cultivated near the house where you can grow vegetables and things that would just be used in the kitchen?
Yeah. You know how... I know you've seen radio.
I have seen it, yeah. But I'd like you to... And if a person is growing cotton,
well, they
in the morning, they have to go out to
the rake and